In the days of the Foundation, Han Pritchard had been a captain and a member of the underground Democratic opposition. When the Foundation fell to the Mule without a fight, Pritchard fought the Mule. Until, that is, he was converted. The conversion was not the ordinary one brought on by the power of superior reason. Han Pritchard knew that well enough. He had been changed because the Mule was a mutant with mental powers quite capable of adjusting the conditions of ordinary humans to suit himself. But that satisfied him completely. That was as it should be. The very contentment with the conversion was a prime symptom of it, but Han Pritchard was no longer even curious about the matter. And now that he was returning from his fifth major expedition into the boundlessness of the galaxy outside the Union, it was with something approaching artless joy that the veteran spaceman and intelligence agent considered his approaching audience with the First Citizen. His hard face, gouged out of a dark, grainless wood that did not seem to be capable of smiling without cracking, didn't show it. But the outward indications were unnecessary. The Mule could see the emotions within, down to the smallest, much as an ordinary man could see the twitch of an eyebrow. Pritchard left his air car at the old Vice Regal hangars and entered the palace grounds on foot, as was required. He walked 1 mile along the arrowed highway, which was empty and silent. Pritchard knew that over the square miles of palace grounds there was not one guard, not one soldier, not one armed man. The Mule had need of no protection. The Mule was his own best, all-powerful protector. Pritchard's footsteps beat softly in his own ears as the palace reared its gleaming, incredibly light and incredibly strong metallic walls before him in the daring, overblown, near-hectic arches that characterized the architecture of the late empire. It brooded strongly over the empty grounds, over the crowded city on the horizon. Within the palace was that one man, by himself, on whose inhuman mental attributes depended the new aristocracy and the whole structure of the Union. The huge, smooth door swung massively open at the general's approach, and he entered. He stepped onto the wide, sweeping ramp that moved upward under him. He rose swiftly in the noiseless elevator. He stood before the small, plain door of the Mule's own room in the highest glitter of the palace spires. It opened.